Sie hören die Sendung Wellenlänge. Vous écoutez la transmission longueur d'onde. Udite la trasmissione lunghezza d'onde. You are hearing the transmission called wavelength.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Resonance is now 10 years old, but in the right light passes for a youthful 18. Today's show includes two or three tracks by the enigmatic Slovenian band called Laibach, who are closely associated with NSK, or Neue Slovenian Kunst. A sort of nationalist art movement that advocates internationalism and issues fake passports to citizens of the world, which are traded in Nigeria as the real thing. The NSK are supposedly deeply ironic, in inverted commas, and pose as Nazis. Laibach recently played a sell-out concert in Tate Modern's Turbine Hall. They had an exhibition at Calvert Space and also Chelsea Space. I went to none of these events and was ignorant of NSK and Laibach until about 3 weeks ago. I work in a bookshop close to Tate Modern. The shop is now a shrine to the NSK, with posters, postage stamps, records, books, postcards, a teddy bear with an armband, and some rare artifacts which are not for sale, like a metal box in the shape of a cross encasing material soaked in menstrual blood. Prints influenced by Malevich featuring crucifixes. It's all down to Adeline, who also worked in the shop. One evening, the NSK held a baptism on the counter with an NSK priest, invitation only. Every so often, an NSK disciple comes into the shop, usually a he, except for the woman who made the menstrual cross, who flew in from Slovenia, and smiled benignly into a space just above my eyeline, and asked if I knew of anywhere she could stay in London. I suggested the Holiday Inn. Too expensive, she said. Ask Adeline, I said. The disciples looked to me like neo-Nazis or American survivalists. Sort of cheap, repro-militaristic backpacks, boots, maybe a black peaked cap, some with a variety of tattoos, rings, studs, but like they're on a mission. The posters proclaim a better world in glowing red. Sort of smiley culture meets Stalin, but ironic maybe. And the musical cover versions are also ironic. Apparently a poke in the eye of Western culture, revenge on the oppressive Beatles, explained in a book called Interrogation Machine, edited by Slavoj Žižek, so it must be serious. I quote, Laibach versus the Beatles. Laibach used the oppressive familiarity of the songs they cover to smuggle a complex critique into the heart of pop culture. While familiarity with the original is a useful way to hook a listener, the new originals, in inverted commas, are transformed to such an extent as to retroactively alienate them from their composers. The result of this retro-engineering is to make the originals come to seem like poor imitations of the new originals, particularly to those who may not have heard them. I smell a rat. It's all a bit worrying, which is probably the intention. They look like Nazis, adopt Nazism ironically. But maybe they are a Trojan horse or double, triple agents or something. Over decades, they pretend to be dour pranksters. Ha-ha, we're joke Nazis. But then they turn out to be real and say it wasn't a joke after all. They might be harbouring Nazi entryists. Remember Srebrenica. Well, judge for yourself. Here's three tracks by Laibach, deeply ironic, sinister, derivative.
Oh, yeah. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of words and taste. I've been around for long, long years, stolen many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and faith. And I made damn sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate.
Yeah. A guitar is one of the most underrated musical pieces in show business because of the loose spaces it can fill in. It fills in. A guitar is the musical background with an unsung melody. I think it's one of the most underrated pieces in show business. A guitar's melody, when it's heard, ears open. There's always the applaud for more. You have to tune it according to whatever you're going to play, like a bass. You can't touch too much. It's already set. You don't fool with the strings too much. If you do, you're going to break them, sure as hell. But guitars, you've got to tune according to each song. You can't just go at it. No, no, no. You've got to regulate it. You've got to adjust your strings, because if you don't, you're not going to be in tune with the music. There's no use having a guitar in your hand or sitting with the quartet unless you're in tune. You've got to be regulated, right? If you're off guard, you're going to throw the singer off guard. I won't say that they're easy to play. No, I won't say that. They're hard to play. You've got to concentrate on what you're doing. There are so many different chords a guitar has to hit. You've got to hit here and there in the song. It's hell. You've got to concentrate. If you don't know what you're doing, you might as well put the guitar down and walk away. It's just no good. When you get going with a guitar, you're just concentrating on what you're doing, and there's no way I can stop you. If I do, I'm going to throw you off key. If I try and have a conversation with you, which I won't do, no way. If I wave, I'll throw you off balance, throw the whole quartet off, the whole shooting match. I move away over to another corner. The whole thing with a guitar player, Dave, is to stay away from him. Let him go. Don't interfere with him. Let that man alone. Don't try and have conversation with him while he's playing. I don't know a goddamn thing about a guitar. It's a 10-string instrument, a 12-string instrument. You strum it, and you tune it. After you tune it, you start to play. It's not an easy instrument to play, but it's easy enough, but you strum it. You just make sure you cut your nails right. You strum it with your fingers. It's like a mandolin. And you just cross your leg over and you strum it with your fingers. You tune it. You tune it yourself. A-E-I-O-U. That's the way you tune it. A-E-I-O-U. And then you play it. It's steel that you strum. V-I-O-L-I-N, violin. They have steel strings. You know Elvis Presley? He's dead. He was playing it, and they went and shot him. I can't tell you much about Elvis Presley. His guitar, well, I haven't got it. Who's got it? I don't know. They look good in their hands. They seem to be an easy instrument to play, but I can't play it. I never had one in my hands. I have nothing against guitars, but I never held one in my hands. A guitar has different strings on it, and they don't match up sometimes to the white speck on each and every line. Let's see now. Sometimes they have this electric guitar, and they place it in the guy's hands. Then they have a pick, and a pick is to not hurt hands. The guitar, when you move around, it scratches the hand, and sometimes it causes bleeding, and if they're feeling tenderness, then they have to stop and have their hand treated, and, well, they have to give up the guitar. Some people don't like the guitar playing because they like the ballet. When they get up the sweat, they take time off, though. Oh, and the electric guitar, girl or boy can play it, but they still have to have the knob there for the strings. When you play the guitar, there's a scale, and in the scale, there's 7 notes. And they play those notes so their hands won't be abrupt. I get buffaloed by the weather. I can't see on the dark days. I can't see to read on the rainy days. My eyes are a little dim on a kind of my advanced age. But you gotta put up with it. I was in the newspaper business for 15 years. I was in the paper business in Cambridge when I was a kid for 9 years, and no one ever bothered me. Then I had a paper business in Roxbury, and I got jumped. One guy hit me over the head, and I got 6 or 8 bullets in my head. Not bullets, I mean stitches. I did all right as a businessman, but that was very troublesome. See, a mugger is one who puts a gag down your throat. The Dohertys, they were muggers. They're all out of business, and I'm away from them now. The cops caught some of them. Yeah, the cops caught quite a few of them. There's all kinds of women around Harvard Square, and about 10 or 15 of them wearing phony mustaches. They sold quite a few of them to the women. They used to pay $8 for those phony mustaches at the Harvard Cooperative Society, run by the Harvard professors. All kinds of freaky women around Harvard Square. They're college girls. Harvard Square is a hangout. I never got pinched in my life, and I hung out with all kinds of hoods. I hung out with Cambridge guys who would beat up drunken cops. One guy from Cambridge had a bum eye. He was born that way. We used to call him Squint Eye. He had an upside-down pupil. But he got on the police force. He passed the exam because they didn't rule him cockeyed. They ruled him squint-eyed. They transferred him to Harvard Square Station, and he hung out with the Harvard students, and they educated him, and he came in first on the police chief exam, and he became the police chief of Cambridge. He was 63 years old then. Ted Leahy was his name. He called me a horse thief in 1913. I didn't steal no goddamn horse. I was looking at a Pierce Arrow. I was just asking the chauffeur questions. And then he says, "Now, Wallace, what are you asking the chauffeur questions for? So you can steal the Pierce Arrow like you stole the horse and carriages?" And that started the fight. It was so fierce that we tore up Bob Moore's garden. I downed him with a flying tackle, but he settled me with his cop's club and his belt. He was a son of a bitch. Dirty bastard. He was a cruel cop. Khrushchev had one big problem, drinking too much booze. But he'd done all right. He was a strong man. His weakness was taking gifts of wine and drinking them, see? He was a wino, see? That was his weak point, see? Stalin was a whiskey drinker. He bought his whiskey in South Boston, and he used to buy 7 different brands of tobacco mixed together in Scully Square. Stalin was a heavy smoker, too, see? Stalin never drank vodka, he drank whiskey. Mr. Boston whiskey from South Boston. Joe Stalin's right name was Serge Sergeyevich. Joseph, son of Joseph, see? I followed them guys up, you know? I used to pass out the seats at the Harvard graduations, you know? At John Reed's graduation, I made $52. Lenin was never known to drink. He didn't drink at all. And he didn't fool around with women. He never married. Joe Stalin and Khrushchev were very able men as prime ministers. You know what I mean? They knew what the hell they were doing. They were strong men. That's why Russia grew strong. Don't you understand? Smoking, but what I really want to do is drive around in a stick shift car. Geez, he's a good fellow, but he wobbles like a duck. I've been against lettuce for a long, long time, even before I lost my teeth. Some people have a one-way mind. They have a mind that just goes forward. And the person with the one-way mind, if you talk to them, they don't listen because nothing goes in. Only comes out. A one-way mind. I don't want a car right now. I slept pretty good last night, but I'm not ready to drive a car. Corn's pretty good. You gotta chew it a lot, but what the hell? I wrote letters all over this world. They came up and were shaking my hands until they almost fell off, and I said, "That's all, boys. The idea is, when it's too hot, get the hell out of the sun. The older you get, the more money you get. That's just the way they do it. That salad is a deadbeat. I can't complain too much. I've been to California. Hey, hey, don't be worrying about goddamn international politics. Go down and tell Mary I want some whiskey. My feet are like your head, empty. Even if I had been a driver, I'd tell myself that I wouldn't be driving by now anyway. That's my consolation. See if there's a rich widow downstairs with a jar of coffee, will you? A good blessing will help you. It will sometimes save you from having a physical checkup, which are very expensive. You will always, always find wise guys in the line of a parade. I used to have a dog, but he ran away from me, and I went to chase after him, but he was gone, so I just said, "Ah, the hell with it. That salad is worse than Delaware. I'll have to stick that in my head and shove it all the way on up to the top. Mars will probably be a state someday. I can't play bingo standing up. You got me caught here like a pair of pants. Candy tastes good when you ain't got no teeth. The big truck's gone, and so am I. Get me a cup of coffee before I faint." Ask not what, but what for.
Thank you.